Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put an effect in everything based on His wisdom. We drink water, we drink cool water. What's the effect of the cool water? The whole body gets cooled down. We drink warm water, then the whole body gets the warmth and the nice effect, and a person's temperature, it changes. It changes according to that. If you eat something bitter, then the effect of that affects the whole body. If you eat something sweet, then that affects the whole body. So the effects Allah Ta'ala has put into different things. Most of all, the effect, the impact a thing has, that the human body, his whole body gets changed, improved, spiritually, physically as well. Most of all, the thing that gives us impact and effect is the name of Allah. In other words, Allah's Kalam, also the Qur'an al-Kareem, the noble Qur'an. This is such a thing, the Qur'an, that Allah Ta'ala has put a lots and lots of impact and effect from the Qur'an. Allah Ta'ala said that the effects of the Qur'an are rahmah, shifa, cure, mercy. So the effects of the Qur'an are such that whenever a person recites a verse of the Qur'an, then the effects of that recitation of reading impact that person within himself. So if those same kalimat, those verses, we recite them, and if you blow on something, then the effect goes onto that thing that you've blown on. So, and it arrives through just blowing on it. Now it depends on this, that how much that individual is pure, and how clean is it internally, spiritually. If you're clean, more pure inside, then when the effect of the kalam of Allah is greater. The pious servants of Allah, the righteous servants who keep their batin, the inner state clean, the inside clean, then when you ask them to blow on any water, and then if you drink that, for any disease or sickness, Allah Ta'ala gives shifa and cure in that. Depends on the individual. So the kalam, Allah's kalam, the Qur'an, is hugely impactful, and it makes an effect on a person. So the Sufi individuals and the righteous Sufis, they, to improve their body spiritually, internally and externally, physically, they adopted and recited these kalimat that we call dhikrullah, remembrance of Allah. So the reality, all of dhikr, remembrance of Allah, is Quran, and it's the words of the Quran, all of the verses of the Quran, the words and the letters of the Quran, all of dhikr we do is Quran. So when the individual recites the kalimat, the verses of the Quran, the impact of that recitation affect a person on his body, internally, externally. The more you recite, the more impact that will come onto you, into you, and it will change you, your emotion, your feeling, your character. So when we recite these kalimat, any verses, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel, then these, each verse we read has its own specific impact and strength it gives to an individual. So that same strength then, that individual, when he reads and recites, it starts to arrive into that person, that strength, that boost. So this is the reason that Quran has the most significant impact on an individual. Everything has an impact. Everything has an effect, any action you do. But most of all, Allah's kalam, His Quran, has an effect on us. So just like we are reciting these kalamat, alhamdulillah, the full effect of these verses arrive to a person, come to a person, and they change his feeling, his character, his faith. And the more you are pure and clean within, and you recite these kalams, the verses, then the more Allah Ta'ala brings positive changes to you. For this reason we do dhikrullah. That's why this is also a benefit of dhikrullah. So whenever you recite a kalima, a verse, all of these are kalima that we recite in Khatam Khwajgan. This dhikr we are doing. This, our pious predecessors in this silsila, in our order, the Naqshbandi order, the silsila, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them this guidance of these verses. They came into their hearts, and this inspiration Allah gave to His wali Azala, that recite these kalamat, and for the purity of your students, tell them to recite these verses. So Allah inspired our former teachers. So for this reason, these kalamat that we recite, verses, khatam khwajgan, and then we do ithal thawab. So we recite these kalamat, then we ask Allah to convey the rewards to our pious predecessors. And Allah Ta'ala, He sent guide inspiration to His sheikhs in our order that your murids will come, your students, when they recite these verses, they will give good impact to your students. So include them in dhikr. So as that was accumulated, combined, it became a full combination and assortment of dhikr. So when we recite Khatam Khwajgan, these verses we recite, these are selected verses that Allah Ta'ala guided and inspired His walis to recite. And the effect of this definitely arrives to the student, the positive impact. The good positive change comes inside a person. So try it. Make effort in Khatam Khwajgan to join our dhikr during this. Because our objective is that we want positive change in our lives, don't we? Internally, externally, within, inside us, spiritually, our dirt impurities are removed, our batin is clean, and we get the nearness to Allah, and the love of the dunya comes out of our hearts. All of these things are due to the impact of reciting this kalimat, inshallah. So for this reason, the more a person, the salik, the student, the salik, he is given education and taught and coach that no majlis gathering of dhikr of Allah is without benefit. Definitely arrive to the gathering. If we are serious, we want to clean our batin, our inner state, then the start point should be from this dhikr for the student. So this is not an option for those people who are serious for changing themselves, for improving themselves. This is an option, it's compulsory for that person. It's a must to attend the majlis. Morning and evening, or more. Morning and evening, that's there anyhow. But the more you do, the more you will get the positive and the impact and the benefit will arrive to the student. For this reason, that mashallah, you are sat here, we are reciting this kalimat, but also these are so great verses that right now in the world, in any corner of the globe that this voice is going, then the impact of this will be there also. Definitely will. Just like our sisters are in Parda, they're sat at home joining this gathering, and if they have wudu, purity, respect, and they attend this gathering, the full reward they will attain. And all the impact, the positive, the impact and benefit of every kalima will reach to them as well. Yes, in the same way. And also through the wind, the breeze, through the air, through the distances, Allah sends the impact of the kalimat. Allah Ta'ala gives the benefit to everybody. Through the phone, a person can get benefit. Through wireless technology, with full effect, the kalimat have the impact, the benefit on that individual who is in the gathering. Every kalimat, when you recite it, pay attention with your tongue, recite. And when you recite with the tongue, then say it verbally properly. The words, the letter should be verbally recited from your mouth. You should know and hear that you're reciting this. If you recite inside, silently, no. From the tongue, from the mouth, verbally, these kalamat should be recited. Perform dhikr qalbi, in other words, remember Allah in your heart. Allah has in His name, which is His personal name, Allah. Allah, if we think now how much power there must be that Allah Ta'ala, how much has put the impact and the benefit in this dhikr of His name. And how much the human being with this name, his emotion, his character, he changes within. And there was in Makkah Mukarramah a wali Allah, and it was extremely cold at that time, Makkah Mukarramah. And one person came and he said, Hazrat, it's so very cold and you've just got one qameez on, a shirt. How is it that you are sat in this cold climate? And take a blanket, shall I bring a blanket for you? And he said, no, I don't need a blanket. He said, just say Allah loudly once. When he said Allah, then his whole body was full of sweat. So, the more with the love, desire, passion, you keep repeating this name of Allah, the more you say Allah's name, the more nur and light comes within the person. So this dhikr of Allah with the heart is a fantastic, brilliant impact it has. The dhikr of Allah has great impact on a person. Very fortunate are those people who learn the dhikr of Allah and they learn the name of Allah. It's a great, great bounty in favor of Allah on those men, women, individuals who've learnt Allah's name. So if you know and learn how to say Allah's name from your heart, in generations, seven generations through the nur of this goes, that's how great is this dhikr. So try, make effort in Ramadan, as much as you can, maximum, do tawbah, repent, learn the dhikr of Allah, and teach your women folk, your children. It's a fantastic and brilliant action. It's a great ni'mah. Bountiful Allah, that a Naqshbandi teacher teaches you dhikr. But we don't have value for this. We don't have value for this. Yes, if gold is going to be distributed, also it'll be a lengthy line that we cannot imagine. Long line, the whole Bolton will be full of queues that gold is being distributed. Even if we get just one little box of gold, that's fine. But Allah's name, subhanAllah, that can it compare to gold? Can gold compare to Allah's name? But we don't have that desire. We don't have the value, the appreciation of this. We really don't value this. If we had value for this name, then how our children, our wife, our women folk, our children, how can we keep them behind in this? The greatness of this is that Mahazrat Sahib used to say that this name of Allah, if you say it, then it definitely has an impact at straight away. It's straight away. As soon as you learn it, it has an impact. I see this regularly, that when I give dhikr to somebody, then his face changes. Straight away, immediately, I can see through the dhikr of Allah, that person, his face has improved, changed. Then imagine how inside that person will have changed. So, pay attention today what you've got. Tomorrow Allah Ta'ala removes that, then the person does not get that, because we don't value it. It's very sad to say, if we don't value the name of Allah, you have to by force say, do this much dhikr, do this much dhikr, do this much dhikr. It's very hard. I'm Chishtiya, I'm Surwardiya, I'm this, O servant of Allah. They're all good, they're all correct, but the kamal, the achievement of Naqshbandi order, no other teaching has this. So Allah's choice, it came at the end of this order, Naqshbandi order. So why do we say Chishtiya is not right, Qadri is not correct, Surwardi is not correct? If you get stubborn, and this is a wasteful talk, you are just giving loss to yourself in front of Allah, you're saying, Allah Ta'ala says, no, they are all fine. Any silsila order teaching of the deen, let me tell you, in any order silsila teaching of the deen, they, subhanAllah, don't teach. But wahid, the Naqshbandi order directly goes to the name of Allah. Naqshbandi is based on the name. The Naqsh, the teacher, teaches the name of Allah, imprints it on the heart of the student. Direct they go to the name of Allah, the Naqshbandi teacher. Allah Ta'ala says, how Allah wants, He can give His nearness. But Allah Ta'ala has given us this silsila, this order, Naqshbandi order. What a great name it has, isn't it? A unique name. So the shaykh, as soon as he pays attention to the student and his heart becomes soft and gentle, woman is sat at home, she's reciting the kalama, and her wujud, mashallah, body becomes nurani, full of light. So tell me, why don't you teach your children, offspring, and bring them, and you don't learn yourself? That you need ijazah, permission? That my shaykh, I'll get ijazah from him, and I'll do this. You don't follow this incorrect thought. When will death come then? Why are you waiting? This heart, name of Allah, if you take it into your heart and take it into the grave with you, the grave will already be enlightened before thine advance. That's how great is the name of Allah. So I just say this statement, that unfortunate those men and women who do not learn this name of Allah, and they have pride in them, they have pride inside them. Why should I learn this? This is kibr, pride. That I don't need to do this, I have no need to do this, I don't need to learn it. It's not magic, it's not black magic. So pay attention, request from your shaykh that please, Hazrat, teach me the name of Allah. There's no condition for this. There's no condition. But he teaches the adab, the manners for this. That this name of Allah, to learn it, there's adab, the manners. The biggest manners are that your face, make your face according to the face of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's the condition. Your face, at least minimum should be according to the sunnah. This is a very big condition, first and foremost, for the student. Hazrat Sahib said this to me as well. Because without the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you cannot get to Allah. Without the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you cannot get to Allah. It is no impact of the action. Allah has announced Himself that if you want to find me and get near to me, it's only through one thing, through my Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you want my nearness, my closeness, go through the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if you want to get close to Allah, and so quickly you want to get close to Allah, then first step is that you have to change your face, your appearance. Correct it, correct your appearance, your face. And then learn the dhikr, and come with a full niyyah intention, that after today I will not shave or trim my beard. And then when you come and promise that, Hazrat Sahib, I will not cut my beard or trim my beard. And then they cut the beard. They cut the beard. So you cannot deceive. You cannot deceive. When a person promised this, he said, I will not cut the beard. And I taught him zikr. And he didn't keep the beard. Then I repeated to him, I said to him, then you've come to me in front of me again. I said, zikr, keep the beard. Then he didn't listen again. Then he kept on coming to dhikr. Then I said to him, leave the majlis, the gathering. I expelled him from the gathering. So I had pain. I didn't feel nice. He came again. He said, Hazrat Sahib, I had fear. I said, what happened? He said, in the night I was gone. I was finished. I died. I saw the dream. And he said, as soon as I lay down, I saw a dream. I saw it looked like it was reality to me. The angel came. He was taking my soul out. And I was screaming, my wife, what's going to happen? My children, what's going to happen? And they said, no, no, you're dying, everything's gone. He said, they are taking me, my soul. I was passing away and they put me onto the bed. And in the heavens, one heaven, two heaven, three heavens, I was going up and up. And he said, I'm screaming, shrieking. He said, then I came awake, conscious. So, then he said a statement. He said, there's so much, you give me a chance. I said, did you not have akal now? Why are you asking for life now? Why are you asking for life now? When you didn't listen? He said, I promise. Give me another chance, he said. And then the other angel, he was there, he said, send him back. He said, suddenly I was back on my bed. So sometimes Allah Ta'ala shows this, that you don't know the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sunnah, how much is the value of his sunnah. Why do you do drama in your life and shun it? You change, at least change your face, your appearance, and learn the name of Allah. End of story, that's it, alhamdulillah. The rest Allah Ta'ala will let you pass the levels. Allah Ta'ala himself will allow you to pass the levels. So this, my duty is to give da'wah, whoever's destiny comes in, whoever's destiny is not, he will lose out. Those people who are doubtful, who are unfortunate, and don't have a good destiny, you can't do anything. Because their ears, their eyes, and their face, they don't move, they don't recognize, there's a padlock on their heart, they're not going to get anything in this dunya. The person who's learning for the name of Allah makes a promise. Tell me, what else is there after that if he breaks that promise? What else is there after that? It's not magic. It's not black magic. It's the pure name of Allah that's being taught here. Yes, a person cannot reject this. It's the name of Allah. Yeah, the whole world is just existent on this name. Qiyamah will come at that day when nobody will be left to say Allah's name. One person will be saying the name of Allah. Qiyamah will not come. That's what we hear. Right? Because the whole world, the universe exists on Allah's name. So the best preparation for the grave, most of all what will save us from the punishment of the grave, is the name of Allah. So these are true words I say for this reason, that mashallah, start from your home this education. Explain to them, give them akal, your family, that eating, drinking is not life. That you're asking for the children, health from Allah. You're asking Allah for a good quality of life, comfortable life. You're asking for everything in this dunya. That at least make a connection and relationship with Allah then, first. First make a relationship with Allah if you want to get things from Allah. We ask Allah, then at least become a person who deserves to ask Allah. At least make a relationship with Allah, connection with Allah. So we can only do dua that Allah Ta'ala, today, the Muslim, he gives him wisdom, intellect, understanding. And if you can't do anything else, at least learn to say the name of Allah. That even itself is a great achievement in itself. So with your heart, say the name of Allah. Within your heart, with the tongue of the heart, imagining, thinking, that stop your physical tongue, and within your heart say, Allah, 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 Allah. It's a great dream. That a Naqshbandi Shaykh is sitting there, it's the morning time, Ramadan Sharif, and you are doing muraqabah, sat down. I'm really saying this, really, this is amazing. spirituality this is. It's a great dream, you could say. The feeling of this, sitting down, there's such a gathering, and an hour and a half, 2 hours after doing dhikr, you sat there in front of a wali Allah. Then imagine the mercy of Allah, imagine the treasure of Allah, imagine the bounty and the grace of Allah that a person takes from this gathering. No, I need a car, Allah, I need a house, then I'll get a benefit from dhikr. I need worldly things, then I'll get benefit. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبَقَى. Foolish, what you are asking from Allah will be finished. Allah can give, no worries, He can give you the dunya. But you are asking for temporary things. What Allah wants from you is baqa, will make you alive forever. Okay, let's say the name of Allah.